The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Yep, it's me again. 11:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Thursday, because as you know, Thursday's child has far to go. A lot of us are still in that mode, aren't we? Yep, looking for that next big thing. That's one of the reasons why we're here, to give you motivations, to motivate your spirit to do great things. I was reading the front end of Jack Cashel's book the other day. This is the untold story of the women of January 6th, Ashley. And it's not just about Ashley Babbitt, it's about everybody else who went there. And I just, you know, the more I read the book, I'm like, wow. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, we hope. And, you know, we're going to leave the phone open for questions, because when you read this book, you will find that he has done an insane amount of research in putting this together. He talked to a lot of people, including Julie Kelly, who you see regularly on Fox updating on what's going on in the D.C. gulag. And this is sad, because it is truly not what our forefathers would have intended. The Donald was still president. He was at the Ellipse. He said, and they keep replaying this thing over and over and putting words in his mouth, and we're talking about the left, who all, in my book, have committed treason against the United States of America, and not the incorporated one. No, this is the incorporated U.S. of A. lashing out at we the people that make up the constitutional republic. And these leftists out there, like Nancy P., whose city is a shining example of her behavior. You know, these people all need to be hung from a rope. That's not going to happen. Why is that? Because we have a uniparty system running the show in D.C. that has taken over and has decided that they're going to use fear-mongering and whatnot to drive Americans into their homes, to cower in a corner, to not arm themselves, to not look at what's going on around them. Oh, yeah, but I'm sorry, you folks up there, you are blind to what's really going on in America. If you would be paying attention, which you're not, you only care about enriching yourselves. Well, you know what? Money only works one way, besides how it's made and how it's spent. If money's no good because it's based on a fiat system, what does it tell you about our incorporated government? It operates on a fiat system, and we're expected to sit here and kowtow to these fools who have lied, cheated, manipulated, and they're going to try to do it again in November. How do we know this? You see, and this is why Jack Cashel's book, it hits a point, and then it stops. It talks about the sacrifices that people made, but it doesn't go far enough, because he's asking, all these thousands of women went to Washington on J6. The real question is why the rest of us didn't. Oh, well, it's obvious. I mean, you look back at J6 and you see what the leftists did, and crybaby Kinzinger, and what's your face from Wyoming that didn't get reelected as a congresswoman? So now what's she doing? Teaching at some university? Yeah. On you. I don't even want to mention her name. She isn't worth it. Neither one of them's deserving of it. Both of them are deserving of the same fate. The same as the leftists that started this nonsense. They were even given the power. And we'll talk about this. They were given the power. Pelosi, Bowowowser, all of them. I get to mock that woman. That woman is also a treasoner. She had every opportunity to protect her city if she thought that something bad was going to happen. But see, they knew something bad was going to happen because they were in on it. They set it up. So I get to ask Jack, and you get to ask Jack, because the phone lines will be open, because Jack's done an insane amount of research. And you get to ask questions like, why didn't we have a real insurrection instead of a riot? Why did we succumb to those agents provocateur who were out in front of the Capitol egging people on to get in there and smash windows and break stuff up and dress up in war paint with horns on your head? Why did we do this? Why did we succumb to this? Why didn't all these agents provocateur that were out there, I mean, they were calling Ray Epps, Fed. Why didn't they just jump? Why didn't 20 or 30 of them just jump Ray Epps and beat him to a pulp right there? Because that is not what Trump wanted everybody to do. He said, we're going to go there. We're going to march peacefully. Well, so why didn't they? Why didn't people, instead of saying Fed, why didn't they just say, you know what? We think you're trying to bait us. We think you're trying to set us up. Why didn't they just jump all these FBI informants and just beat them to a pulp and put them in a hospital and just stay outside of the Capitol building? Why didn't they do that? See, this is the difference between an insurrection and a riot. In an insurrection, tens of thousands of people show up fully armed with AR-15s and whatever they got in their hands. And they obliterate the nation's capital. That is an insurrection. And to hear this garbage the left spews, misconstruing and misdirecting, they're lying. And see, when you find out the House passed that bill, you know, the Safe Voting Act, SAVE Act, they passed a bill to require proof of citizenship for voting in federal elections. Party line vote, of course. 221 to 198. Five Democrats. Henry Cuellar of Texas, Donald Davis of North Carolina, Jared Golden of Maine, Vicente Gonzalez Jr. from Texas, and Marie Glusenkamp Perez from Washington. All joined the Republicans. And just as expected, 198 Democrats voted against the GOP's election integrity bill. And why is that? Because they're going to cheat. They've already spoken. I mean, if anything, thank you, Chip Roy, for that. It's the only thing, because we're talking about the corporate. We're talking about the corporate state that's trying to make it look like it's doing something. Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. Because we already know what Biden's got up his sleeve. They're going to steal the elections. You think I'm kidding? They did it once. They're going to do it again. I don't have to sit there and point fingers at some electronic voting machine or whatever like Mike Lindell did. Got himself in trouble. You got to be careful. These people are crafty. They're looking for people to rise up and point fingers so they can go after them. See, if you're going to make yourself a target, you needed to do it en masse. And these people didn't do that. They showed up. They went to the Ellipse. They heard Donald Trump speak. He did not say, go riot and bust up the place. He didn't do his Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, what do you say? We bust up this joint. Yeah, after the fire. No, we didn't do that. We didn't burn down the Capitol building. But see, what's the difference between a riot and an insurrection? And what did we actually have? And now look what our United States government is doing. They continue all the way up until the election time to arrest people and bring them to trial in front of D.C. judges that are all in on it. You can't tell me that the justice system is not tainted with BS. I would like to say the real words, but, you know, we have sensitive ears listening. But that's exactly what it is. If you're not upset about it, you should be. And see, one of the beauties about being able to tell you all this stuff and discuss it in an open forum is courtesy of the Power Hour, which has the Power Mall. And of course, if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products, all of them. It automatically applies at checkout, and you get it drop shipped to you. We also have new T-shirts and mugs being added to the website very soon. And, of course, Silver Botanicals deodorant, Silver Shield, is now back in stock, available in a spray or roll-on. We offer a cost-effective refill that works in both. And because of the fact it was a holiday last week, a lot of the companies decided to take most of the week off, which they do. So dropship orders may be delayed. Be patient. They'll be there. And, of course, we have the prayer request tab. If you go to thepowerhour.com, click in the community tab, and there it is right there. It says prayer request. You click on that and leave us an entry so we can lift up your situation to the Almighty, and everyone out in our listening audience at Power Hour Nation will agree to it. And, of course, if you want to sign up for newsletters, you can do that by visiting our respective websites at thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. And, of course, we have the greatest people out there that care about the forward movement of the show, and they make donations regularly, and we sincerely thank you for that. And they continue to do it, and we thank you for that. God's blessings on you for doing it. Some people save up to do it. Some people send us checks. Some people call the 877-817-9829 number, and they donate that way, and we thank you for that. And, of course, shopping with us on the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com, you can do that as well. That helps us out. Every little bit helps. We need to stay on the air because the truth needs to be out there. We need to talk the real turkey here. The United States government would like us to believe that everything it is doing is wholesome in our best interest, and I think all of us, especially the ones listening to this show, know better. And, of course, now for those of you who are just dialing in that have not heard this show before, we have a toll-free number, and I don't want you to be scared. It's 844-769-2944. If you are a new listener to the show, you can pick that phone up. It's a toll-free number, and you can call us. And when you get to the prompts, press the number one to get to the studio, and you can go on the air live and voice your opinion. So you either... Because of everything that's going on, if you're awake and you understand what is going on, you're probably in part going to agree with me. And if you disagree, hey, I want to hear it. I want to know what you disagree with and why. See, this is a beauty about conversation. We haven't had this. Why haven't we had this? Well, since the COVID-19 lockdown, when they had everybody scared, thinking they were going to get something this side of a venereal disease, COVID. People must have thought there wasn't an eye there and it was VD they were getting. No, I mean, seriously, how crazy is that? And look how many people bought into it. And you see, we talk about this little thing called Hegelian dialectic. And that is, well, let's see, let's create a problem, one that we already have a solution for. Yeah, what's the solution? The jab. Hey, look what we got. We got a vaccine. Pat yourself on the back, Donald. It's called Operation Warp Speed, and we just got it right out of the lab.
Yes, I was working in the lab late one night.
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of thing. And what do they test it on? Very few people. In fact, they just decided they weren't going to release the results of their trials where people were dropping dead and being adversely affected. Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and launch it on the American public. Let's launch it on the rest of the world. Why don't we? Because the elites want us to reduce the population down to 500 million. So that those Georgia Guidestones can, yeah, somebody will come in and resurrect them. Don't worry. The elitists are not going to stop with this. No. You see, this is why we have people like U.S. Coin Capital. Fred Deshefsky joined us yesterday. He's got a toll-free number. For those of you who do not trust our fiat currency because of what we discussed on the show yesterday, and I sure hope you took that to heart with what Saudi Arabia just did, that deal is off the table now. They don't have to trade in U.S. dollars anymore, folks. They can trade in bricks. They can do all that good stuff, and they can bypass the dollar and send us sinking into oblivion. 1-800-878-2646 is Fred's number if you need some convincing. I hope not. I stock up on a lot of it. You should, too. It may be the only means you have to trade with, because you won't be able to get to the ATMs because of all of what our government is doing right now with NATO. And, of course, if you own your own business like Fred does and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, you can call us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll hook you up and make you a partner, an affiliate, or you can come on the show and talk about what you do and educate people as to what's going on like Fred does. You know what's really interesting about that? Because I was having a conversation with my lovely wife who was listening to the show, and she said, you know the thing I like about Fred? How much time did he spend actually talking about his deals in gold and silver? I said, probably a minute. And how much time did he spend educating people about the economy and what was really going on? I said, pretty much the whole segment. Huh. I mean, anybody listening would have known it. I mean, we're not lying to you. We already know what's going to happen. We already know what's going to go down on November 5th, maybe even before. We have all these military-age men coming across the border. We got World War III watch right now, NATO summit. NATO countries closest to Russia are upping their defense spending. We're talking about Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and others. A lot of Eastern Europe. NATO's going to launch 4 projects targeting Ukraine AI, disinformation, and cyber, according to Jake Sullivan, who was a Clintonista. See, we've allowed all of these people that do not care about our constitutional republic into government. And look what they've done. They made a mess of things. They sent money overseas that we cannot afford to send, bolstering up something that we don't know where the money went. Some of it may have actually come back into the United States and gone right into their bank accounts. We don't know. Why? Because they're very good at hiding things. See, this is what happens when you have Washington, D.C., that 10-square-mile area. Just imagine now Washington, D.C., all right? And it's got fence, like the border wall, the southern border that Biden decided not to continue to build and then took everything and opened up all the gates and let them all in. Imagine that. Imagine the entire 10-square-mile area of Washington, D.C. encased in one of these border walls, where nobody can get in and nobody can get out. Ah, but the edicts of the elite in D.C., well, they know better than you do. Obviously, they were smart enough to manipulate you to go to the polls and vote for them, and you did. And then when they said, oh, time to take the jab, you did. Well, at least 220 million of you did. You put your faith in a government that does not care whether you live or die. How much plainer can I make it? Chance in West Virginia. How are you doing, sir?
Yes, hello, Dave Meister. I'd like to pose a question to you, and maybe you could tell me if it's just me or what. Okay, now, a couple of days ago, Trump made a speech, right? And what did he say? He challenged Biden to a golf match. Now, I couldn't believe my ears, Dave. I mean, with all the crises that are facing us, he challenges Biden to a golf match. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. These politicians know how simple-minded most Americans are. So what do? They throw entertainment and sports in front of them. Because, let's face it, most voters are like sports fans. You know, they rah, rah, rah for their man. It's just like sports. Now, Reagan did it. Remember Reagan? He played his campaign song, Born in the USA. Now, Born in the USA is not a song about pride. It's a song about a disgruntled veteran who came back from a war. This is how stupid they are. But they throw this in front of people's faces. And I said, when I heard Trump say that about the golf mats, and he'll donate $1 million, I says, is this what people are taking seriously? I'd like your opinion, Dave.
Wow, Chance. That is huge. First off, I don't believe that, and I think Trump knew this when he said it, I don't believe he thinks that Biden is capable of picking up a golf club in the first place, because if he did and he tried to swing, he'd probably fall over.
Well, of course. But the fact that he even brought up golf is what I'm saying. Now, Dave, let me tell you, I'm a big music fan. As a matter of fact, I got such a large music collection, I could play my music collection 24 hours a day for years and not hear the same song twice, right?
A man after my own heart.
But it's not my life. And football, I was a big football fan. But I gave it up because of the nonsense. See, so in other words, when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Ah, and there you go.
And I don't see the American electorate do this. There's a time and place for the music. And I'm a music lover. There's a time and place for music. There's a time and place for sports. This country is in such a mess. And when I hear him get up and talk about playing golf against Biden, I said to him, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I says, are people out here taking this seriously? We're falling apart as a country. And he's talking about a golf match? Regardless of what he means by it, it's very inappropriate. And I don't know, Dave, I just needed your opinion because I can't believe the crap I'm hearing nowadays. Everything is just so insane.
It is, and I appreciate your call, Chance. God bless you for that. See, because you're one of those that are awake that listen to the show, and you understand exactly what's going on. You can see both sides of the coin. A lot of our listeners can, and this is a thing. You know, we have all this garbage going on in America right now, and then you've got, and I've said this about Trump. There's so many things he needs to walk back from the last time he was in office to convince a lot of people that we're not going to have a repeat performance of what happened last time. And see, here's the thing. Trump is not an attorney. That's what delineates him. He wants to play golf and flaunt his wealth. That's a lot of what this is. It's all ego stroke. He likes to do that. It's called self-gratification. And he has to be at least somewhat civil and decent about it. And the only thing he knows is how to play golf. Well, he does, you know, a little something about running the country, something, a little something. He did not, as he promised, drain the swamp. He instead put people in power that screwed him over royally. And he wants to talk about playing golf. Yeah, I'm going to side with you on this thought process, Chance. I think it's pure folly and political BS for him to even talk about stuff like that. Right now, this country does not need to hear about his golf game and challenging somebody with a mental acuity of office furniture to pick up a club. I mean, they even carried it into the CNN debate. And I'm like, oh my God, they're talking about golf. The stupidity of these people. And these people, we have to actually pull a lever or push a button or fill out a paper when we go to the polls and elect one of these blowhards? Oh, dear God, help us. You know, you've got a Kennedy out there running in third, and they're cutting him out completely. That's all by design. And you really want to watch the pomp and circumstance, and this won't even, I mean, we got Milwaukee coming up. We got Chicago coming up. The whole world is watching. Remember that, 1968, Democratic National Convention. And see, a judge yesterday said, sorry, but, you know, all you drag queens and all the other misfits, you can't hang around the convention center where they're going to have this little soiree called the Republican National Convention. This whole thing has turned into a real Schiff show. I said Schiff after Adam Schiff, okay? I could have said Kaka or Scheisse. I could have, you know, spoken a different language. Would you have understood? Because that's what this country has gone to. Scheiße. It has gone that far. And everybody knows it. And if you don't, you are blind. I'm serious. We even put at the bottom of our post today, there is a sign in case you're undecided. You see an elephant with Trump and a donkey, a jackass with Biden. And then it discusses the difference between the two regarding inflation rate, gas prices, average rent, NASDAQ, grocery prices, electricity, and average real average hourly earnings. And when you see the figures, in case you're undecided, you see, now this is how the uniparty system works. Because, see, they've already decided who the candidates are going to be. They've already got everybody all riled up. I just love it when people bring up the Heritage Foundation. Every time they send me an email, I scan the headlines and delete. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people out there. You know, here's the thing. And you got people like Charlie Kirk, you know. What are they doing? You know, they have Tucker Carlson and Danica Patrick and everybody else show up in Phoenix. I decided I didn't want to go. You know why? Because here's another conservative momentum turning point. I'd like for somebody from Turning Point to come on the show, and I want to challenge them to a debate about their conservative viewpoints and the fact that they are still pushing this divisiveness forward on the American people. Because you constantly see Charlie Kirk up there, who I swear, if they ever did AI on Charlie Kirk, they would make him look like, what is it, Butthead from Beavis and Butthead? He almost looks like him. They could literally make a, you know, avatar out of Charlie Kirk, and that's what he would look like. And I mean, literally, this they're playing games with us, mind games. And we're sitting there going, okay, who do we vote for? And people go, I don't like Trump. And when you ask them why, well, I just don't like him. Well, that doesn't tell me why. Why don't you like him? Is it because of his ego? Can't you get past that? Everybody's got one. Can't you get past that? See, then you don't want Kennedy because he represents socialism, just like, you know, even though he wants to get rid of the jab and get rid of this vaccine nonsense. I get that. We sweated bullets enough, but you see, he has a platform. But see, they don't want the rest of what he brings to the table, which is rich left money. They don't want that. You know, and I want to know who is running the White House. Peter Ducey even asked KJP in a press conference, who's there to handle an incoming nuke at 11 p.m.? Who makes the decisions after Biden goes to bed? See, Ducey asked a legitimate question. Biden told a group of Democratic governors he plans to stop working after 8 o'clock so he can go to bed early. Well, if he's in bed and there's an incoming nuke, who are they going to wake up? And, of course, who are they going to call? Jill? I mean, this is what he said. Ducey said, hey, First Lady Jill Biden. You know, Kevin McCarthy revealed he attended a White House meetings at which she was present. That's unusual. Last time we checked, Jill Biden was not elected president. Yet she's there, and she's, you know, of course, KJP, of course, denied Jill makes any decisions for her husband. Really? Wow. You got to love that. The stupidity of it all. And we, the people, are watching this stuff, and half the nation's in denial that Biden is not in his right mind. They think it's all contrived, that it's all manufactured. Well, you go manufacture your own doom while the rest of us sit there and figure out how we're going to rise up and take this country back. We'll be back after these important words from the Power Mall and Jack Cashel. In the meantime, stay with us.
And heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural. Natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And of course, as promised, Jack Cashel joins us here. He has written books called Unmasking Obama, The Fight to Tell the True Story of a Failed Presidency, Barack Obama's Promised Land, Deplorables Need Not Apply, Untenable, The True Story of White Ethnic Flight from America's Cities. Now, there's a conversation we could have for a whole bloody hour, Jack. Jack's got a new book out. And you can get it by clicking on the guest tab at thepowerhour.com. It's called Ashley, The Untold Story of the Women of January 6th. Now, I found it fascinating, Jack Cashel, and I thank you so much for joining us on the program again. This is not the first time he's been on the show, folks, and it probably won't be the last. There is so much topical information to discuss. You've covered a lot of different ground of different people that went there. And I think the first thing that blew me away was you went to 1789 first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, talk about the differences between what we did back then and what we did then in January 6th. And the thing is that the left keeps playing the same garbage over and over again, and they keep trying to edit out Trump's speech at the Ellipse when the Donald told everybody to go there and peacefully.
Right, and patriotically.
Patriotically, and they keep trying to cover this thing up and make it something it's not. And they get all the, what really blows me away, Jack, is the number of people that fell for this garbage.
Yeah, and, I mean, most of us, everyone. You know, in 1789, it's interesting because that's the year two things happened, two major things. One is the United States government started, you know, Washington was inaugurated, Congress convened. 1789 was also the year the French Revolution started, right? Well, our side looks to the American Revolution for its inspiration and for the construction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The other side sort of empathizes with the Jacobins and the French Revolution, the people who used the power of the mob to enforce this kind of mob justice on the whole nation of France, lethal, brutal, you know, and now France is falling back in the same pattern, equality, fraternity, Hamas, you know?
Yeah, and now we call it democracy.
Yeah, but the phrase Jacobins was such a useful term for me because I didn't want to keep saying the Democratic media, Intel, deep state, you know, complex. I just wanted one term for a group of people. And these are the intellectual, political elites, left-leaning, who control now essentially virtually every major institution in the United States, except the Supreme Court and the House of, right now, the House of Congress. So it's a battle. It's been a long battle, and it's coming to a head.
Well, and I don't call them the House of Representatives anymore because they're not representing me. That's for sure. They're representing their own interests themselves and how fat they can make their bank accounts before they leave office or get voted out. And we were going to break before we brought you on. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, there's an awful lot of questions here that you might have for Jack Cashel. And the number's 844-769-2944, because as I said at the beginning of the show, Jack has done an insane amount of research putting this book together. I was, you really know a lot of these people. I mean, you went, you talked to Julie Kelly, you got names, you got contacts, and, you know, then it doesn't become a what you know, it's who you know. And you put this thing together with such finite precision that, you know, you have to get the book, folks, if you want to get a real perspective about what was going on in people's minds. My biggest concern was this was not an insurrection. This was supposed to be a peaceful protest. It was supposed to happen outside. There didn't need to be 20,000 National Guard troops there. Pelosi and Bow Wow Wowzer made sure there weren't 20,000 National Guard troops there. There were obviously agents provocateur like Ray Epps there, who all of a sudden when the red flare off, when that went off, the red smoke flare went off, all of a sudden, Ray Epps disappeared. So, you know, and then these people did not understand. And this is the part of this that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Why didn't they smell that this was a trap?
Well, you know, I think, David, I think a lot of people did smell it was a trap, but it was too late. Because, you know, several of the people who entered the building that I just here's the book, by the way, just to show that it's Ashley.
Oh.
The Untold Story of the Women of January 6th. Several of the women who went into the Capitol didn't intend to. They got caught in these crowd surges. And they had to go basically where the crowd went. And that included, in fact, that definitely included Roseanne Boylan, who was the other woman killed on January 6th. People don't know about her.
Oh, Ashley, I do.
Walked in under her own power. But when she got caught in a crowd surge, that's when she leaped into that window. And without warning or without, you know, identification, the police officer shot and killed her. So it was there was a lot of unintentional behavior that day. And a lot of it, the intentional behavior, was done on the part by bad actors who shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Well, that's why I said at the beginning of the show when I was talking about your book before we brought you on, I was saying, I don't know why when these people started yelling fed, 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 fed when they were surrounding Ray Epps, why 20 of them didn't just jump him and beat him to a pulp and then proceed to go around and identify all the other troublemakers and beat them to a pulp, too, and put them in the hospital instead of killing Ashley Babbitt. None of this would have happened if people would have, you know. But again, the crowd was so worked up. And then they, of course, tried to blame Donald Trump. And they're still blaming Donald Trump because they've got to have somebody to point a finger at, because this is American politics. This is what we do. We sling as much mud as possible. And here's the thing about it. You're right. This did not have to be, but it did. Everything happened the way it was supposed to. And Ashley came home in a box.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think the Republicans should make this their issue. Because what happened afterwards is what the real story is. That is the greatest abuse of the American justice system since Japanese internment. I mean, sanctioned, 1,500 people arrested. And one of the women I cover is a great-grandmother, right? She drives to Washington, D.C. by herself. It's a 25-hour drive. She's a very prayerful lady. She gets there. She walks in the Capitol and through an open door. She doesn't see any protective signs or prays for 10 minutes. Comes out. And then 2 months later, the FBI shows up at her door, putting her in handcuffs. That's crazy. This should never have happened in America.
Well, they did this because they tracked everybody on social media. That's another reason why they did it. And it just surprises me that her neighbors and other people that are involved in the women that you cover here from January 6th, that their neighbors didn't rat them out, because this is what we have to look forward to if the FBI goes door to door asking questions.
Right. And I was talking about here, Rebecca Lavrenz. She had a very supportive family, supportive neighbors. A lot of these women, especially the ones who came from places like Cleveland and New York City, their friends and coworkers couldn't compete to rat them out. It was like sport, right? And one woman, in fact, I just had lunch with her last week, who I talk about in the book. Her name is Christine Priola. She had been an occupational therapist for the Cleveland School District. She's there on January 6th by herself. I mean, she came with a group, but she didn't have a boyfriend or any close friends with her. And on January 8th, the FBI comes in the morning to arrest her 2 days later, because her coworkers saw her and then couldn't contain themselves. So eager were they to call the FBI and rat this woman out. And at the heart of this, David, is one great hoax. I would say the most ghoulish hoax in American political history. And it's what changed these protesters into being from riotous and, tumultuous into lethal killer insurrectionists. And that was the murder of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know that story, but I'll just share it for those who don't.
Please do.
On January 6th, Sicknick was a Capitol Police Officer. He was apparently a Trump supporter. He was a military veteran, 6 years in Air Force National Guard. He does his job. You know, it was more stressful than the average day for the Capitol Police, but their average day is no more stressful than that of a parking attendant, you know, when you get down to it. And so Sicknick goes home. Next day, he has a series of strokes and dies, right? Now, on the January 6th also, and this I got from one of the women I covered, a woman named Sarah Carpenter, NYPD, retired. She's driving back to New York City, calls a friend of hers who lives off the road in Maryland, thinking of stopping by, tells her where she's been that day, and the woman freaks out on Sarah, says, "You killed a cop. You killed a cop with a fire extinguisher." Yeah. This woman's husband is a Capitol Police officer, retired. So Sarah figures that she has inside information. So on January 6th, there was a rumor afoot that a Capitol Police officer had in fact been killed by a fire extinguisher manned by a pro-Trump protester. That rumor was given life on January 7th when Sicknick just happened to die organically, naturally, of a stroke. And so what they did is they took the fire extinguisher story, wedded it to Sicknick's death, and on the morning of January 8th, the New York Times was reporting that pro-Trump protesters killed Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick by hitting him over a head with a fire extinguisher. And then they add this false and ghastly detail. He was last seen being rushed out of the Capitol on January 6th with blood flowing from a gash in his head. This is the January 8th New York Times. I've seen the print edition. They mess with the online edition. The print edition doesn't lie. So in other words, and they cite two law enforcement officials, two people, presumably high up to make this story work, go to the New York Times and feed them just this diabolical rumor. So by January, the morning of January 8th, this is no longer kind of a panty raid gone awry. It's a murderous insurrection, a lethal insurrection, an armed lethal insurrection. And they sat on the autopsy report for more than 100 days until it was finally forced out by a Judicial Watch lawsuit. So for 100 days, all of those protesters and all the people who supported them marinated in this terrible lie that made them out to be murderers or aiders and abettors of murder. And it shut everyone up. And when they finally eased out under duress the autopsy report, the media kind of barely noticed, you know. They changed the story a little bit, but the damage had been done.
That's insane. But see, this is typical of behaviors inside government. And this is one of the reasons why on this show, I'm very careful about the kinds of news stories. And I call them out if it looks weird, if it looks suspicious. I mean, The Guardian just came out with this Project 2025 article that totally tries to pin the tail on Trump instead of where it belongs, on the jackass that's currently in the White House, which is really being run by his wifey, who we never elected president. So right. The bigger problem here, though, is that because of the SAVE Act that was voted on yesterday, and all 198 Democrats all voted against it, we can anticipate possibly repeat performance. But I would hope that this time, if this happens again, because history does repeat itself, the bigger problem we face right now is accepting what the truth is. And as I understand it from reading the book, and folks, this is one of the reasons why you need to get it, because you're listening to it and getting a ton of information from somebody that has done the homework, that's talked to people, that's had lunch with people, coffee with people, that has literally gotten the story out and put it in a nonfiction item. And we have it at the Power Hour. If you just go to the guest tab and you can download and buy the book. It's just insane. And all these women were not there as, you know, bra burners or whatever you want to call the old time protesters. They weren't abortion rights activists. They weren't any of them. They were patriots. They were people that were at the Ellipse. They heard Trump speak. They marched there thinking that they were just going to have a peaceful protest. And then things went just, you know what, crazy. Bat, you know what, crazy. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the phone with Jack Cashel. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Yeah, Dave, you just mentioned it actually went home in a box. I understood the information they were sending out was that they cremated her right there in Washington, D.C.
Well, I would like us. Yeah, it doesn't matter how big the box is, Kevin. The whole idea was figurative as to the fact they killed her.
Yeah, but here's the point I'm trying to make: is there's forensic evidence there on her body that they never got to prosecute Byrd. You see that, Jack?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, they knew instantly. There's no doubt about what happened. There was, you know, at least two videos being made and you know, scores of eyewitnesses, multiple eyewitnesses. There was never a doubt about that. It didn't matter what defense Ashley's family would put up. The Byrd was going to be exonerated, as he was. You know, no criminal investigation. But they hid him for 8 months. They put him up at the Joint Base Andrews in the presidential suite. Him and his pet, you know, I don't know what that was about. And then when they unveiled him, for 8 months, we weren't even supposed to know his identity. You know, internet sleuths figured it out a little bit. But then they gave him a softball interview with Lester Holt on NBC, who starts out by saying, why did they hide you? And then Byrd says, threats. And then Holt, on cue, racist threats? Yes, racist threats. Tisk.
Yeah.
No one saw him. Right? You just saw, I mean, if the people look real carefully, saw a black arm holding the gun. But the notion that they hit him because of racist threats is just friggin' outrageous. One of 1,000 lies. So, yeah, they know exactly what happened. But they weren't going to prosecute him under any circumstances.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you. See, we got some very pointed questions. If they wanted an insurrection, why didn't we, the people, give them one? That's what I want to know. You know, I mean, you probably, this is going through the back of your head, Jack, this whole time that you're writing this book is, you know, why didn't we do things the right way? Why didn't we just show up peacefully? Why didn't 100,000 people with fully armed, didn't they show up and take our government back? Why didn't it happen like that?
Well, you know, I mean, And Ashley's mom says, Mickey Whithoff's her name. She said, how is it that the gun-toting populace of the United States showed up without guns? You know, what kind of insurrection is that?
This is what's got me blown away. I am like, look, you and I are on the same page when it comes to this. It's like a lot of this stuff. I imagine when you were doing the research for this book, a lot of this stuff just didn't make sense. And you had to dig through so much stuff and so much BS to get to the truth.
You know, and I, David, I got to give credit to the people who did the on the ground research for this, because I'm a dot connector. I come along after the fact and let the dust settle and then see what really happened. But people like Julie Kelly and Darren Beatty and Joe Hanneman, Nick Searcy.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to several of these people and I give all credit where it's due. I couldn't have begun to do this without, I still check. I'm on Julie Kelly's Substack, so I could find out what's going on there.
But I mean, you did communicate with all of these people and you do give credit to them because I saw it. It's right there in black and white. You know, see, a lot of these people are boots on the ground. Julie Kelly actually still covers those incarcerated in the D.C. gulag as enemy combatants.
Right. Now, she's brilliant. I mean, she should be, if there was a Pulitzer Prize given for just sheer productive work, it would go to her. I mean, she covers everything. What I was very lucky, very fortunate, very blessed to have, because I chose these 10 women pretty randomly, other than Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boyle, and I knew I was going to cover them. In fact, I started covering the other women because I needed to broaden the story. I couldn't just write a whole book about Ashley Babbitt. This wasn't enough material. And I wanted to get the larger female perspective. But of the other 8 women I chose, I didn't know any of them coming in. They didn't know me. And they all agreed to cooperate. Given the fact that, you know, 2 of them are now in prison, several others await sentencing, Several others have been to prison. They are understandably wary of who they talk to. I was just really honored that they spoke to me. And the book was much richer for their participation.
Well, I agree. After, you know, thumbing through it, this thing is, it's, you know, like 200 and something pages. There's a copy of the book. Esther in Washington, do you have a quick question for Jack Cashel?
Two questions. You mentioned Obama, and now Joe Biden was Obama's vice president for 8 years. And during those years, Joe and Hunter Biden worked their underground traitorous deals with Ukraine and China. And then Trump took over Obama's administration, and no one's going to tell anybody that Obama didn't have anything to do with the January 6th debacle. And nobody's going to tell us that Obama didn't know what Biden and Hunter were doing. Why does no one put Obama on the hot seat? It's like everyone's forgotten about the major player in these stupidities.
Well, I appreciate that, Esther. We're going to break right now, and when we come back, we'll discuss that in more detail. Obviously, you know, this book is about Ashley Babbitt and about the women in J6 that Jack Cashel chose to cover. We'll be back and continue this discussion after these important words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.